This is FUV Live Sessions, a podcast brought to you by WFUV in New York City. Each week, we talk to artists in our Bronx studio or at venues around the city, and we listen to them play a live set. You'll get to hear the songs and learn about the artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to follow the show to stay up to date on all the latest episodes, and you might even find your next favorite artist or band. If you like what you hear, please make sure that you rate and review the show so other music lovers can find it. This is FUV Live Sessions with Rachel and Vilray. I'm Megan Suma, and I'm here with host Paul Cavalcante at WFUV. Paul, this is a special jazz duo project. Lead singer Rachel Price, who all of our listeners will know from the beloved Lake Street Dive. But this is actually Rachel and Vilray's third album, and this is like their homage love letter to New York City.
To New York City in particular. I mean, their music is an homage love letter to the other era of American songs before rock and roll, the so-called Great American Songbook. And I hosted their first appearance here at WFUV, bouncing around the dial, doing different types of radio shows. They have been my guests, obviously, for the jazz programs that I've done. And I've worked them into Cavalcade as well here at FUV. They really do evoke a bygone era of music, but they're 100% postmodern. They are funny, they're ironic, they make contemporary references in these songs that are written like the songbook standards of the 1930s and 40s. Right. So they're really doing something cool and chic, and they can bring it to stages like, you know, the Cafe Carlyle and Town Hall. That's their environment, and they fit into it seamlessly.
Yeah. What is the first song that we're going to hear in this session?
Well, the album, by the way, is called West of Broadway. So there are three songs that they've prepared, and the first one is called Off Broadway, and it includes, in the album version, not in our studio today, an appearance by Stephen Colbert. From the new album West of Broadway, Rachel and Vilray, huddled around a single omnidirectional microphone in WFUV's Studio A.
Broadway is the dream of a lifetime for kids of every age. When I was little, I'd hold my fiddle and bow as if on stage. Broadway is also a street, and streets have a gutter, and gutters trip feet. You could say my fiddle cracked, and there's no second act. Get off of Broadway, that push and Broadway. Go find a little reprieve. Wear no tourist tags at your sleeve. Asking you which way's Broadway when he's standing on Broadway. And Broadway's got a sign on it that he won't believe. Get off of Broadway, that hide your wardway. Go safely show off your green. Pay for drinks where you can be seen. You'd never do that on Broadway, 'cause the rats on Broadway in broad daylight will pick your pocket clean. Just off of Broadway, well east of the Prairie Dunes, they do things God's way. Far enough from fellas humming all the show tunes. Off of Broadway, the slobs applaud a mediocre melody at best. Can't tell Richard Rodgers from the rest. They ought to get off of Broadway, hear the downtown jazz play, and put these words of wisdom to the test. Oh yes, young man, go west of Broadway, or east of Broadway, oh, off of Broadway is best.
Mm-hmm.
yes, young man, go west of Broadway or east of Broadway. Oh, off of Broadway is best.
That was Off Broadway, Rachel and Villery. The record is West of Broadway, 90.7 WFUV. Now, just freestyling here. Wasn't there a George Benson record off Broadway?
I think it was. Maybe it was on Broadway.
Well, he did on Broadway, but then he had to be cute, you know.
Oh, okay.
So. Oh, really? He made a follow-up?
I think there was, I may be having an implanted memory here musically. That happens to us all the time because we have a broad frame of reference. So the original classic on Broadway that, you know, the Drifters did, that was not an inspiration for what you did here with this original song.
It wasn't. No. So we titled the record first, West of Broadway. And then I was writing a song called West of Broadway. And then I realized as I wrote it that it didn't really make any sense. The whole idea of the song is sort of three down on their luck people standing more or less outside of a Broadway theater. They once had dreams of Broadway, a life on Broadway performing, and it didn't work out. And now they're extremely bitter and are telling anybody who will listen to get off Broadway. So that began.
Because one thin dime won't even.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And it's like the idea was get west of Broadway because that's how I named the record. But then I realized that was far too specific. So anywhere you can get off Broadway is. It's good for these.
Well, we're picking the locks of the songwriting technique here in the combo of Rachel and Villery. Rachel Price, Villery, are you the principal songwriter? Rachel, do you contribute sometimes? How does that all mash up?
I do not. I'm just the singer.
She gives a note sometimes. I wouldn't have written a verse for this song, for instance, had Rachel not sort of insisted that there should be a larger story.
There's this obligatory question they always ask songwriting teams. So what comes first, the music or the lyrics? But when we have a person who does it all on his lonesome, and in the days of the music that you evoke, that would have been somebody like a Cole Porter or an Irving Berlin, words and music. So is it a random thing with you?
Yeah, it can be anything. In this case, it was sort of the joke first, which was like, if I was writing a song for Stephen Colbert to sing with us, what would tickle me as a concept? And I thought, here's a guy, very successful. He works every day of his life on Broadway. And so what if he was a character who wasn't that at all and resented everybody who was on Broadway? And, you know.
A foreshadowing. What kind of a soothsayer are you, Villery?
I mean, maybe I'm a witch. It could be a curse.
But no, he's going to come back and do this with
I'm
you
sure.
Somewhere. You'll be at the Carlisle, or you'll be at Smoke or some little place.
Yeah.
Actually, Stephen, I'll tell you just a quick personal aside. There was a wonderful private showcase for John Prine when he was being honored by ASCAP, and Stephen he's the biggest John Prine fan in the world, and they're all there. You know, Bonnie Raitt is sitting with him and his wife, and Natalie Merchant and Nora Jones performed as an amazing showcase. I got to host this and bring Stephen on stage, which was a little sweaty palms moment, you know. But boy, can he get up there and hold his own. And you forget, like, this guy's a legit musical theater star.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the chops.
Yeah, he does.
Well, will he be back in the fold with you for any music beyond this? You guessed it on his show, maybe, and that's how the connection was made?
Yeah. I think Lake Street Dive was on the show, was on the Colbert Report 10 years ago. And I think that's how we got to know him. And so I guess that's how we found out about Rachel and Villery.
I remember Lake Street Dive was on the Colbert Report, and Rachel came straight from the taping to do a very early Rachel and Villery concert.
Really?
At Bar Below Rye.
Wow.
Like he took a cab from Midtown that day.
Oh, wow. And right. Because I remember I jokingly said that day, I'm never taking the subway again. Because it was the first time I'd been on TV. I was like, well, I can't take the subway.
And you two are in sort of science project phase at this point.
I think
the world wasn't ready for Rachel and Villery to be on. You weren't ready. Well, you are ready, willing, and able to not rock and roll. here at WFUV Studio A. Paul Cavalcante, happy to be with Rachel Price once again of Lake Street Dive, as we've alluded to, but in this configuration with her pal Vilry. The duo Rachel and Vilry will now perform Is It Jim, a song that introduces a lot of interesting lyrical concepts to the ballad song. And why does Rachel wake up with a tortoise? Out with it.
Who knows why? The concept here was a sort of would you rather, or how would you deal with it, that I asked 2 years before I wrote the song, which was, if you woke up next to, you went to sleep with your partner and you woke up the next morning with a giant tortoise and all of your partner's belongings were still there, their keys were still there, there was no sign that they had left, what would you, if this was a real situation, what would you believe had happened to your partner, and how long would you keep the tortoise?
These are deep questions.
They are.
And there's this Kafka-esque little thing going on in here of metamorphosis and stuff. Gosh.
Exactly. So that was a question that I was asking, and then I was like, well, there's probably a song here. I don't know.
All right. And it's in the key of?
F.
All right. There you go. Because that kind of material, you do it in F. This is no C or, you know.
It's true. It's the key I sing a blues in. So.
All right. And is this the one with the whistling? Do we do a whistling solo in this one?
No, I think I took a guitar solo.
Oh, all right.
As I recall.
Do you do some very fancy diminished suspended things?
There's some flat nines for sure.
All right. So we're going to go crazy. It's Rachel Vilry and Is It Jim on FUV.
Off last night, now there's no sign of Jim, and in his place a tortoise. Is it him? I woke up with a tortoise. Is it Jim? Tore the house apart in fright. This joke is wearing thin, but who would leave a tortoise? Is it him? Awkward and enormous. Is it Jim? If I was my friend, I'd say he left you just to break your heart. That the simplest explanation is he's cruel. But I'm choosing poetic explication. Aesop would support us, figure Jim's a tortoise, and move on. We stroll contentedly tonight, but Lord, he takes his time, plodding and laborious. Is it him that's living with a tortoise? Is it Jim? A cantaloupe by candlelight, but fire makes him shy. He backed away so courteous. Is it him? His carapace a fortress? Is it Jim? When he was a man, he was remote from the very start, and he never brought me roses or a jewel. And well, he still don't, but now he's got an end.
Aeschylus exhort us. Plato said the surest thing was change. Begging, don't report us. My Jimmy is a tortoise. So move on.
Is it Jim, Rachel, and Villery? Paul Cavalcante, happy to have these wonderful evokers of another time. There was a Goofy Jim song. Jim doesn't ever bring me pretty flowers. Mm-hmm. Jim doesn't.
Yeah.
But you don't do that sort of stuff. You write your own original American Songbook songs that aren't in the American Songbook, kind of.
Yeah, was stapled onto the end. That's
you're stapled onto
the end.
The addendum. You're the afterward. Well, you know, you've broken a rule with this new album, which is called West of Broadway. I think it's a rule, but I may be mistaken. You've actually done a cover. You've done a legitimate American Songbook tune called Manhattan Serenade. It was originally done by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, which I love because they were the most festive of the big band orchestras. They had Sinatra, Joe Stafford, the Pied Pipers, this wonderful jazz musician, Cy Oliver, was the arranger. They were like a movable feast. And back in the day, they could have had Rachel and Villery. You would have had your spot where you two came out. Maybe Tommy would be with the trombone.
Mm-hmm.
Along with you, you know. Do you fantasize about that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Yeah.
And that's why Manhattan Serenade made it to this record, or was it just a logical album closer for an album called West of Broadway?
Yeah, I think that, and we'd been playing this one for a long time. Our past two records, we've put, I think, one cover.
At least one.
Yeah, on not many. And I think our hope is also that it's sort of an obscure enough one that maybe people will say, what is this song? And
that I'll get the credit for it.
Yeah, exactly, for Louis Alter. The song was, the whole record's about New York in a way. It kind of all takes place there. And we just had been singing this one since the beginning. It was one of the first songs we ever learned together. So it was time to record it.
If I remember the song correctly, and I don't have my film history backward, I think it was used as incidental music in The Godfather Part 1.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. All right. I didn't even have to look that up.
Did you just pull that out of your... Yeah, that's good.
I'm sitting on my hands. I'm not looking at the phone. I don't ask AI anything.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yes, yeah. I'm with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, you've reinvented your own American Songbook. Why would you go to AI and say, hey, AI, if Rodgers and Hammerstein needed to include a donkey.
Don't give them an idea.
Don't get them started.
Yeah, exactly.
They could have. They pigs, ducks, geese, and llamas, right? Yeah. Can we work that in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then AI will go into a whole dissertation. We like to do things the old-fashioned way, and you're hearing just voice, guitar, and a little whistling. I think we come to the whistling part now as we get ready to turn the key to Gramercy Park. This is a romantic song, My Key to Gramercy Park. Gramercy Park is in every rom-com movie, as if people just go there.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't work that way.
No,
can't go there.
Not. Today is the first time either of us have ever been in the park. We did a hit with New York One.
No kidding.
And we got in. We got
Isn't it dreamy?
It was incredible. It was
beautiful. There was no one in there.
Yeah.
We were in a park alone in New York, which doesn't really happen unless you sneak in after dark.
The landscaping is gorgeous. There are great specimen trees that go back hundreds of years. There were all those beautiful buildings surrounding. It's like a movie set.
It seemed like the animals were happier.
Yes.
I felt like the squirrel we saw was intelligent.
He had a key. So,
he was an urbane squirrel.
Yeah.
Wearing spats.
Yes.
Rachel and Villery's new album is called West of Broadway. And it does, as we mentioned, include a contribution from Stephen Colbert, a reboot of a song from the early 1940s, and then a whole bunch of originals that are in the spirit of that time. So, you guys, just to wrap up with the usual extracurriculars, Lake Street Dive, Rachel, continues to be. And what's new on that front?
We're working on writing songs for a new record that we'll make eventually, near future. And we're on tour a lot. We're on tour all throughout September. And then Villery and I will get to.
Fantastic. And Villery, I saw you performing recently with Ricky Lee Jones. And you do occasionally do that kind of support thing, right?
For sure. Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Send me an email.
for hire. But don't ask AI.
Yes, exactly.
You can also mail him a letter.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A P.O. box.
Yeah.
Oh, those days, those days. Well, those days always come to mind whenever you guys are guests. Great to have Rachel and Vilry stoking the nostalgia, because it ain't what it used to be. Old New York is new all over again with Rachel and Vilry, my key to Gramercy Park on FUV.
How many lovers in New York, and how few trees walk 50 blocks from door to door. Along the way, count sycamores, then add the smitten couples. The figure will quintuple. Cleopatra lost it all for a guy named Mark. You won't get my key to Gramercy Park. Shade, it seems to me, is all a body needs. Men are like the trees. If you treat them right, they almost always leave. Well, if you ask why I ain't married, I will bark. You won't get my key to Gramercy Park. On the grass and watch the lovers pass. Boys dissimulate. I can laugh now because I'm safe behind my gate. But ain't you sad all by yourself way after dark? No, I've got my key to Gramercy Park.
That was Rachel and Vilry performing and in conversation at WFUV in New York City. A big thank you to Rachel and Vilry for joining us in our studio and to Concord Records. Thanks to our WFUV audio team, including Jim O'Hara, Aaron Merriman, and Sage Rochetti. Our WFUV live studio sessions are engineered by Jim O'Hara. Our associate producers for this episode were Diana Juarez and Liv Grant. Megan Suma is our executive producer. Our theme music was composed by John Crick. Be sure to follow FUV Live Sessions wherever you get your podcasts so you can listen to new episodes and find your next favorite artist or band. Episodes drop every Monday. You can also catch audio and video of FUV Live Sessions on WFUV.org. FUV Live Sessions is a production of WFUV in New York City. I'm your host, Paul Cavalcante.